We actually talked to you last year at CFL Week, and you laid down a little rap for us. Are you still battle rapping in the locker room?
I haven't been working on it. My mother-in-law and my wife kind of crushed my dreams, so hasn't been something I've been working on.
We were a little disappointed when Derek Dennis didn't come out. We were going to try and get you guys together and have a little battle.
Yeah,
or
lost. That's all right. I would have went at it, though.
All right, so obviously a tough season last year, losing the playoffs. But what goes into the offseason to make 2018 a better season for Trevor Harris and the Redbirds?
I think in terms of just for myself personally, which I don't like to talk a ton about, but this has been my best offseason in terms of dog training. I've trained myself emotionally, physically, mentally. Really any way that I can. Coming into the season, I'm 100% for the first time in a long time. I've changed up my training and all that kind of stuff, but I'm really confident that it'll turn into myself being able to be a better quarterback for my teammates and being able to raise the level of play for the guys around me, our line, our receivers. I can be the better quarterback for them. And that's really my aim, is to make sure that I can be the best teammate I possibly can.
Now, you look at the stadiums and the fans across the CFL. Is there a particular away stadium that you like to go to, just from an opposing fan perspective, like you're going to get on you, that kind of thing?
Yes, I'm not, because you guys, Saskatchewan, it's a blast in terms of you can't hear, it makes it harder. I will say that the fans that are a little wild, that like make fun of people that get hurt, so that's kind of crazy. But I will say that the fans are awesome in Saskatchewan. The stadium's beautiful. It's an amazing venue, and if you go to a Saskatchewan game, you can understand how important football is in Canada. I think it's awesome.
Hey, now, who's your biggest inspiration in life, and why?
My faith has always been my biggest inspiration. And so, that's always been my deep-rooted belief and why is, I want to make sure that I'm glorifying God. And really, that's kind of where I've always been. And, I think He's gifted me with talents and abilities, and it's my job to fine-tune them and to make them better and to glorify Him in all the ways that I can. And so if I'm doing that, I'm living my life's purpose, and I feel like He's going to guide me in the correct place.
Now, at Mark CFL Week, we saw Tom Hugo get inducted into the Hall of Fame playing both sides of the ball. If you weren't a quarterback, where do you see yourself on the defensive side of the ball?
Can I pick long snapper?
it's an important
my
position.
My son is going to be a long snapper. He's going to be able to swing that thing back. If I was on defense, golly, I don't think I'd be good at anything, but... I try and do my DB thing like sometimes after practice, and so I was like telling our GM last year, I was like, hey, what do you think of my back pedal? And he asked me, he's like, you want to get paid like a DB? And I was like, I'm a sixth quarterback.
Okay, so outside of football, what keeps Trevor Harris busy?
The one-year-old son. We just bought a house, moved into the house when we got back. We've been renovating the house, working on the house, and making myself a better football player each and every day. I'm trying to get in the community and work with some kids, and obviously do all that I can to become the best football player that I possibly can, teammate that I can, and so that kind of takes a lot of my time. Mostly the one-year-old, though. He's a blast.
I hear you on that one. Yeah. Now, if you had yourself an 85 DeLorean flux capacitor, you're going back in time, where are you going?
85 DeLorean? Is that a time travel?
Back to the Future.
I've never seen the movie, sorry.
What?
Yeah, sorry. I'm not much of a movie buff. I think I would go back to the 80s and invest in Apple. Why not?
You'd be preset.
I would have put everything I had in Apple in the 80s when it came out. I'd have bought an island.
Now, if you were to buy an island, where would that be?
That's a good question. I'm probably not in charge of that. I have a wife. So. You hear me on that too?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably Caribbean or Southern Philippines.
Yeah, we went to St. Lucia for our honeymoon. That was gorgeous. So if you ever got a chance to go, it was awesome. We went to San Luis and St. Lucia. It was really nice.
So you got it's your cheat day. You obviously eat something a little off the books. What's your go-to?
I'm a Chinese food guy. We have the best Chinese food place that I've ever been to in my hometown, so that seems to be our go-to cheat meal. Just because of the sauce, I mean, like, I get like shrimp and beef and chicken and all the vegetables and rice, and so, but what makes it unhealthy is the sauce. But once in a while, I like to have like sour cream glazed donut from Tim Hortons, just get a little Canadian feel there. So those seem to be good.
Okay, if you could sit down with one person, dead or alive, who would it be, and what would you ask him?
Can I pick Jesus again? Oh, man, I just tell him to fill me with wisdom. But that would be my dead person, obviously. Not dead, risen, alive. But just because it'd be so awesome to kind of talk to him and get a feel for what he's been through and all that kind of stuff. Eventually, I want to be able to take my wife and kid over to Jerusalem and be able to see those sorts of things that we really, really need. But a person alive would probably be Kobe Bryant. He's always been, you know, the athlete that I've kind of admired from afar. I kind of want to just sense into his mindset and, you know, the way he approached things. And I'd love to be able to ask him some questions that I'm sure he wouldn't be able to, you know, expound upon, you know, unless, you know, he wrote a book or whatever. So he's always been the athlete that I've admired from afar.
Well, he's another guy that should have been on that dominant list. And he's an Oscar winner now. I mean,
Oscar winner. Yeah, he's my favorite athlete ever, but I don't know that he's a top 20 dominant athlete in the last two decades as much as I'd want him to be. He might be, though. I mean, like, for 7 or 8 years, he was the best player in the world, and so I think there can be an argument for him, obviously.
Now, continue with that basketball talk right now. March Madness, we're in the middle of that right now. How's your bracket looking?
It's not.
So it's I think like everybody else, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing is, like, I mean, everybody's bracket shredded, right? I mean, I had Virginia going all the way, and of course they lose in the first round, right? And anybody would have bet their life on that they would have won that game, but then UMBC takes it. I do have Villanova left, so I had them in the championship game, and then Michigan State lost. They were in the Final 14 of mine, North Carolina lost as well. So I'm not the guy to take advice from, obviously, on that.